this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
What's for dinner?
The peas are at 3 o'clock, and the chicken is at 7 o'clock. Kind of like that. Can I hold your elbow, Melanie?
Robin, will you leave Jenny alone so she can eat?
I will.
Wagons home!
Don't leave your books on the table.
Oh, I won't. What's for dinner?
Chicken.
Did I get any mail today?
No letters from Jenny, if that's what you want.
What kind of pen pal is she? I've been waiting forever.
You've been waiting for a week. Relax. Couldn't get you to write a postcard to your cousin.
Yeah, but this is different.
Oh?
I like Jenny. Hmm. I mean, you know, something clicked with her.
I'd say, what's it been, 5 letters in 4 weeks?
Only 4.
4 letters and a phone call?
Phone call? I never called. Did Jenny call me?
Maybe.
Mom, did she?
Maybe she did, and maybe she and her parents are in Connellsville for some kind of...
Connellsville? Mom, can we go see her?
Well, hold on a minute. Maybe we can't go see her because she's coming to see us.
What?
I invited them for dinner.
Oh, no. Why don't you tell me? I have to get changed and straighten my room. I can't believe
Melanie,
it. Melanie,
wait. There's something I have to tell you first. Melanie! Oh, they're early.
Mom, that's them! They're here! I'm not ready yet!
Calm down! Hello?
Hi. Is this the Jacobs house?
Yes, it is. And I'm Anne.
Hi.
You must be Mike and Linda.
That's right.
Hi.
And you're Jenny.
Thank you for inviting us to dinner, Mrs. Jacobs.
Oh, my pleasure. It's nice to finally meet you. Come on in.
Thank you. Step up, Jenny.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sorry we're so early, but we didn't know what a quick drive it would be.
Oh, it's all right. Look, I didn't get a chance to tell Melanie.
Are they here? Oh, hi.
Melanie, this is Mr. and Mrs. Roberts.
Hello, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
And this is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Her hand is right in front of you, Jenny.
Oh, there. Nice to finally meet you, Melanie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I didn't get a chance to tell Melanie.
Oh, boy.
Tell me what?
What Jenny should have told you in her first letter, Melanie.
What?
You probably figured it out by now, but I'm blind.
Blind? You're blind, Jenny? You can't see anything?
That's usually what blind means, Melanie. I should have said so. I'm sorry. But it was so much fun to write to you that I didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, it doesn't spoil anything, does it, Melanie? Mm. Hey, why don't you all come on out to the kitchen while I finish dinner?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Hey, does anybody want any lemonade?
I'd love some.
Yes, please.
Thirsty.
Really? Long drive. There must be something I can do to help with dinner.
Can I hold your elbow, Melanie?
My elbow?
How was the drive to guide me out. I could use my cane, but it would be easier.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd look pretty silly running into a wall or knocking over a lamp on our first meeting.
Sure. Kind of like this. Am I doing it right?
Yeah, thanks. I'm really sorry for not telling you. I'll bet it's a shock, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
But don't worry. I'm not completely helpless.
That was our end table.
Thanks, Melanie. I better stick with you.
Man, this is so cool. So you can tell where the food is on your plate by giving it a time?
Uh-huh. The peas are at 3 o'clock, and the chicken is at 7 o'clock. Kind of like that.
That's great.
Robin, will you leave Jenny alone so she can eat?
I'm just asking.
So, Micah, why are you visiting Connellsville?
Well, we're thinking about enrolling Jenny at the Connellsville School for the Blind.
Oh, they come very highly recommended.
Well, you might be living near Odyssey.
Maybe so.
Did you hear that, Melanie? Jenny might be living in the area. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Sure.
We had a series of meetings with members of the staff today. I guess they're interviewing us while we interview them.
Yeah. And more meetings tomorrow. Mm.
So boring.
Well, Jenny, I told you don't have to go tomorrow. These meetings are just for us.
And sit around the hotel all day?
Hey, why don't you just stay here with us?
You mean...
That's a great idea, Robin.
Wonderful.
Are you sure? I mean, it's not like we couldn't...
Why should Jenny sit around a boring hotel when she can just get bored here with us?
Right. Thanks a lot, Robin.
No problem.
Hey, we can make a weekend of it. You can pick her up Sunday night.
Well, what do you think, Jenny?
I'd like to, but do you want me to, Melanie?
Me? Sure, if you want.
Great.
Okay, Jenny, you can have my bed and I'll sleep on the floor. Oh, unless there's a reason why you can't. Because of, well, you know.
Because I'm blind? It's all the same when the lights are turned out.
So what happened, Jenny? Were you born like this?
Robin!
What's wrong?
No, I could see until I was 7 years old. Then I got a disease called, my dad can pronounce it. And I went blind.
Wow, that must have been really hard. First you can see and then you can't.
But I can still picture things in my mind, the things I remember.
I think it's about time we get ready for a bed, don't you think, Jenny?
Wait a minute. This is really interesting. What about the things you don't remember?
That's different. I have to make up my own pictures, like this room.
What about it?
When a sighted person looks at a room, you look at the whole thing and then work out the pieces, like the dresser and the bed and the desk.
And what do you do?
I take in the pieces, then try to figure out the whole thing.
What about faces? Do you remember what people look like?
Robin, will you cut it out?
It's all right. I kind of remember faces. One morning I woke up and suddenly couldn't remember what my mom looked like. That was tough.
Wow.
Mom lets me touch her face, though, and I get a picture in my mind. It may not be the right picture, but it helps.
So how do you...
Look, I'm really tired. Can we please go to sleep now?
Melanie!
I don't want to talk about this anymore, all right? Get out of my room so we can go to bed, Robin.
All right already. Hold on.
I need to brush my teeth first.
You want me to show you where the bathroom is?
Melanie showed me earlier. I'll be right back.
Don't you want your cane?
No, thanks. I think I have it worked out. Just watch me.
Okay.
I walk straight this way. This is the dresser, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And directly to the left is the door.
To the closet.
Oh.
Go to the right. Okay, straight ahead. And the bathroom door is on the left.
I'll take it from here. But if I'm not back in 5 minutes, send a rescue party.
We will. So what's your problem, Melanie?
You're in my room.
Not that. You've been acting weird ever since Jenny got here.
I don't want to talk about it, Robin.
Oh, right.
She's blind.
So?
So? What am I going to do with her until Sunday night? I don't know anything about taking care of blind people.
You're so dense. You don't have to take care of her.
But what are we supposed to do together? You have to be able to see to do things I like.
I don't know. Ask her.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to the soccer game.
That's a big help.
Here she comes. Just ask her, Mel.
I hope that was my toothbrush I just used. It seemed bigger than usual. Did you leave your hairbrush next to the sink, Robin?
Uh-huh. Gross.
Jenny...
Jenny, we were just talking about tomorrow, and we don't know what you would like to do.
What were you going to do if I didn't come to visit?
Well, I was going to go to the soccer game, but we weren't sure if...
Soccer? I love soccer!
Get it, Jenny. Why do you go to something you can't see?
Well, I can hear, smell, feel, and taste everything. 4 out of 5 isn't bad. Like those hot dogs, for instance.
Hot dogs?
Robin, take the string before I drop it.
Got it, thanks.
And here's your hot dog, Jenny.
Thanks, Mel.
Bro, watch out! That was a foul!
Are you having a good time, Melanie?
Me?
sure.
I can't believe it! Did you see that? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, that clown from Wheatfield just tripped our star player, and the ref didn't call it. What's the matter with you, ref? Are you blind?
Robin!
What? I'm sorry.
It's no problem.
Come on, team! Let's go, Odyssey!
She's so rude sometimes. It's okay, honest. Melanie?
Yeah?
I'm sorry about all this.
All of what?
Being here. Maybe I shouldn't have come. I should have stuck with letter writing.
Oh, it's okay.
Is it?
Go, Brett, go! Yeah!
I need some more ketchup for my contact. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure. I won't move.
All right, team, let's go! All right, all right!
What? What happened? That was fun, Robin.
Yeah, it would have been better if we won. So, what do you guys want to do now?
Okay, if we go home for a little bit. I think I'm a little tired.
Sure. Okay with you, Mel?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about it, and, well, there's a carnival in town now.
Really?
We could go tonight.
Well, it's up to Melanie.
Sure. Maybe it'll be fun.
Maybe? Look, Jenny, if Melanie doesn't want to go, we'll go. She can stay home and sort socks or something.
I didn't say I wouldn't go, Robin. Why don't you just back off?
All I'm trying to do is show your friend a good time.
She's not my friend. She's my...
pen pal. Look, why don't we go home now? I need a rest for a while, okay?
Jenny.
Please, just take me home.
Way to go now.
What's your problem?
Leave me alone, Robin.
Why don't you just pack her up and send her back to Connellsville? You may as well the way you're acting.
It'd be a whole lot easier if you would stop asking so many questions and sticking your nose in the whole world's business.
Girls, what's going on here?
Shh. Don't want to wake Jenny up.
You're kidding. You sound like a dozen leaky tires. What are you arguing about?
Melanie's being weird. And she's upsetting Jenny.
What?
I didn't sound thrilled about going to the carnival, so Robin made a big whole deal about it.
I made a big deal out of it because you've been acting like a creep.
I have not.
Okay, hold on, Nana. Don't get started again. Robin, why don't you leave us alone for a couple of minutes, okay?
But...
No, go on.
All right. But set her straight, Mom.
Mom, Robin's exaggerating about everything.
Honey, you have been acting strange since Jenny got here. I noticed it, too.
You did?
You've never been very good at hiding your emotions. Can you tell me what's wrong?
No, because there's nothing. Well, I don't know. It's like Jenny got here and she wasn't really Jenny. I mean, not the Jenny who was my pen pal. She's different. It was a whole lot easier when she was just...
normal?
Yeah, I guess.
But honey, Jenny isn't abnormal either. She just has a physical handicap, like some people can't hear or walk. It makes her unique, especially since she makes up for it in other ways.
Yeah, I know. Her other senses make up for her being blind.
I'm sure she works hard at that, but I'm talking about other things. She's very nice and kind and pleasant to be with. So maybe you should think about all the things that are special about Jenny, instead of letting her blindness get in your way.
I'm trying to, Mom, but it's just not that easy.
I know it isn't. But sometimes you worry about things too much. Go to the carnival this evening and just have some fun with her, okay?
I'll try.
This is wonderful. I love carnivals. Let's go on another ride.
Are you kidding? We've done all of them at least 3 times.
Oh, come on.
Go if you want. I need something to drink. Do you guys want anything?
Not me.
No, thanks.
Okay. I'll meet you here in a few minutes, okay? Don't get lost.
Come on, Melanie. Let's go on another ride.
Sorry, but I'm spun out.
I'll pay. I've got the money right here.
Okay, come on.
What's that?
What's what?
That man. What's he saying?
Huh? Oh, it's just the Maze of Mirrors.
Let's go in.
But it's a Maze of Mirrors.
So? I'll bet I can get through it quicker than you can.
Jenny!
Don't be afraid. Come on, my treat. look in this one?
You look like a giraffe.
How about now?
Hippopotamus. You know, Robin's probably waiting for us outside.
We'll be out in a minute. I just want to see what I look like.
But you can't see.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But you can't forget, can you, Melanie?
Let's just go find Robin, okay?
I want to go through the maze.
You'll get lost. Jenny!
I told you, I'll make it through before you do.
Jenny, come back! Jenny! Jenny! Good grief, where is she?
I didn't think it would take her this long.
How did you get here so fast?
I asked somebody to help me. That's the quickest way.
Wait, here she comes. Melanie, over here! It's about time. Where have you been? I have been looking all over for you.
I told you I'd find my way out first.
It's not funny. I have been running around that maze for 20 minutes trying to find you.
I'm sorry. I figured you'd realize I wasn't there.
Why would I figure that? I kept thinking you were stumbling around in there, lost, ready to crash into a mirror or something.
I'm sorry, Melanie.
Yeah, sure. And I'm going home. You two can stay here if you want, since you're such fun-loving pals.
Melanie! Melanie! Well, I guess I blew that one. Mel?
What?
Can I come in?
I don't care.
I wanted to say again that I'm sorry for the trick I pulled on you.
Oh, forget about it.
I called my parents. They're going to pick me up first thing in the morning.
I thought you were staying until tomorrow night.
I figured I'd better go since you're so miserable.
I'm not miserable.
I'm blind, Melanie, but I'm not stupid. You've been miserable ever since I got here. This is why I put off writing to you about it. Me being blind, I mean. I was afraid it would mess things up.
It's not messing anything up.
Oh, yeah? Then why did it seem like we were becoming best friends when we were writing to each other? And when I show up in person, you act like you don't really know me.
Because it's just different.
Why?
Because I was, you know, writing to a girl who was just like me.
You mean normal?
Yeah, normal. But you're not normal, Jenny. You're blind. And it just...
It scares you.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, you have some pen pal show up at your door and she's blind. I'm not what you expected. I'm a surprise and a responsibility that you don't know you want. I want you to do something for me, Melanie.
What?
I want you to close your eyes real tight. No fair pinking.
Oh, this is one of those pretend I'm blind so I know how you feel games, right?
No. I just want you to keep your eyes closed while I read you something.
But how can you read if you're blind?
I wrote this in Braille on my computer. Please, just listen, okay? It's a letter I was gonna write before I found out I was coming to visit.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
Dear Mel, hiya. I got your letter today and it made me laugh when my mom read it to me.
Your mom's been reading my letters to you?
Just listen. I guess you're now wondering why my mom read your letter to me. Well, it's like she always says, an ounce of truth is worth a pound of excuses. Or maybe it was, feed a cold and starve a fever. Or, a bird in hand catches the early worm. Anyway, you know how moms are. She's always good at giving me advice. Like she's the one who told me to tell you about my problem. And to be honest, I've been scared out of my mind to tell you. I've even had nightmares about it. I'm scared, Melanie, because I don't want things to change. I want us to keep being friends. I don't want you to start acting the way most people do when they find out about me. They feel sorry for me, but avoid me at the same time. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to stop writing to me. I don't want you to change anything about the way you make me laugh and cry with your letters.
Jenny.
But when I tell you, maybe everything will change. And just in case it does, I want you to know that I understand. Maybe you wondered why I wrote my letters on my computer rather than by hand. Well, it's because I'm blind, Melanie. I'm blind. That's as far as I got.
I wish you would have finished. It sounds just like you.
That's because it is me, Melanie. I'm the same person I was before you found out I was blind. Nothing has changed for me. That's why I wanted you to close your eyes and listen, so you could hear just me. so you could see me the way I see you. But I meant what I said. I understand how you feel. I know how my being blind scares you.
Yeah. I'll try, Jenny.
Thanks.
I guess it's pretty dumb to like the person who wrote the letters, but not like the person face to face.
I have one more favor.
What?
Can I touch your face? I want to feel what you look like.
Sure.
All right, gang, let's hit the road.
Oh, dear.
Write to me soon, okay?
I will.
Wagons home!
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I hope you guys
have a safe trip. Be careful.
Yeah, bye. I hope they move here. They're a really neat family.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah. But if they move here, then Melanie can't be pen pals with Jenny.
Oh, we're not pen pals anymore, Mom.
You're not?
No. Now we're friends.
Hey, I race you to the porch.
Oh, ah! I'm gonna win! I'm gonna win!
I hope Jenny will get back to Odyssey again sometime. I have a feeling there's a lot we can learn from her. Like we can learn from the many special people with special needs around us. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Pen Pal was written by Van Trapp and Paul McCusker and was directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.